This month of October marks 10 years since Anna's Baroque Bonbons first went out on Fine Music Radio. The suggestion for writing bonbons came from my colleague Nick Syro. He envisaged a short tale followed by a piece of music, and he even thought of the name Baroque Bonbons. When I embarked upon this, I imagined I would do it for about a year, as I had some interesting stories that I'd encountered in my studying and teaching. Never did I imagine that 10 years on, I would still be finding more from a seemingly endless supply of tales from the Baroque. I've decided that this month I will look back over those 10 years and pick my personal best of, starting with the prize for the strangest story. This tale concerns Schobert, that's Schobert with an O, an Austrian composer who moved to Paris to work for the Prince de Conti, writing many pieces for harpsichord or harpsichord with an accompanying part for another instrument. But his life, sadly, was a very short one. On a fateful day in 1767, Schobert and his family and a friend who significantly was a doctor went out into the countryside near Paris to pick mushrooms. They collected several baskets full and went to a restaurant in a nearby village and asked a chef to cook for them. He took one look at the mushrooms and declared them poisonous. Schobert refused to believe him. After all, the doctor friend had declared the mushrooms to be edible. So the party moved on and tried another restaurant, this time in the Bois de Boulogne, but again the chef refused. So determined was Schobert that they all went back to his home and cooked up a mushroom soup. Sad to say, Schobert, his wife, the doctor, and all the children except the smallest died as a result. It's hard to say how old Schobert was when he died, as the date of his birth is uncertain, but he may have been as young as 27. He was to leave a legacy through his keyboard works because he had a major influence on the young Mozart. The music of Schobert had a pronounced emotionalism and a Sturm und Drang which appealed to Mozart to such an extent that the 11-year-old composer used a beautiful andante movement from Schobert's Opus 17 No. 2 in his own second piano concerto, composed just 1 month before Schobert died. Here is the andante from Mozart's second piano concerto, played by Gerrit Zitterbart with the Schlierbacher Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
was the Andante from Mozart's second piano concerto, played by Gerrit Zitterbauer with the Schlierbacher Chamber Orchestra. To hear this again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons.
FMR 101.3.